T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. We're going to check in with Ira Winderman here for a few minutes on Sentinel. Let's get some thoughts here on the Heat. The NBA schedule came out yesterday. Let's see if we got Ira aboard here. Ira, can you hear us okay? How you doing, man? No, we could punch him up here. We got let's see. Let me know when we got Ira.
Jennifer is doing her best back there.
I know. No, can you, are we good with him? No, can you hear us? No?
I can hear you.
Can
you hear Ira?
All right. Everybody settle down. Okay. You hear us okay?
I am good to go. Zaz, I'm actually curious about you. If you're like me, when you see the schedule come out, does that define your basically next 6 months of living?
Not anymore, because, you know, I used to look at the schedule and it's like, all right, that's an 8 p.m. game. That kind of sucks. You know, that's an extra 30 minutes, or that's an 8:30.
Yep.
But not anymore. Now my schedule is, my lifestyle is going to be a little bit different, so it's not as important to me anymore.
I don't know. With me, it's still the wife saying, can we do this on this date? And I'm like, yeah, no, there's a home game, then there's a road game, then I'm on the road. So for me, it's still – it really is year-altering when it comes out. And I immediately see when I could actually have free time and when I'm really going to be bunched up with games.
Well, like I see, you know, okay, I'm not doing Halloween this year. I see that,
right.
You know. But otherwise, you know, if there's some concerts out, I'll check if there are, you know, conflicting dates. That's the kind of stuff that I'll still check. But I used to check because, hey, I want to see, you know, if the games are so late and, you know, if I'm going to feel lousy the next morning. But I don't have to do that anymore. So that's a thing of the past right there, Ira. So I'm good to go.
All right, well, welcome to your new life.
Thank you. So I was asking Amber earlier, you know, with the schedules coming out and all that deal, like, if the Heat fan, okay, is able to see one game this year at American Airlines Arena, the hot ticket, is it still the Warriors?
I don't think so. I think it's the Lakers, as on so many levels of not only, look, the LeBron thing will always be there because of what he did for the franchise and, of course, how he left. And now Anthony Davis, remember, was linked to the Heat at one point. And honestly, if he doesn't re-sign with the Lakers, that's going to start all over again. So I think the Lakers sort of had dual attractions based on the fact of when the Heat play the Warriors at home here, which is the end of November. You know Klay Thompson's not going to be back by then. And to me, the Warriors without the Splash Brothers, you could tell me, but hey, they still have, you know, Steph Curry. They still have Draymond Green. They brought in D'Angelo Russell. It's not the same team. If the Warriors would have come to Miami in March or April, when I think they will have Klay Thompson, then it would have felt a little different. So I'm probably circling that Lakers visit early in the season as the quintessential game.
So just Steph Curry. I mean, Steph Curry is maybe the most popular player in the entire NBA. So just Steph Curry, that's not going to do it anymore.
I just feels like Warriors light to me. It just feels like, you know, Steph Curry, it's interesting. Steph Curry has established his own reputation, undoubtedly. But he's also part of the Splash Brothers. He's part of a duo. He's part of an ensemble. And then even with Durant leaving, it'll feel a lot different than those Warriors games when, you know, when you had the big moments from Dion Waiters and the big shots against them. I feel it does take them down a little peg early, but I think they're the kind of team we're going to watch all year. Because if they hang in the playoff race, they will be a completely different team, optimistically, come March, come April, and then, of course, come the playoffs.
Now the Clippers are going to be good. We all know that. But do the Clippers have any juice to them as a visiting team in NBA arenas?
You know, it's interesting. I heard you talking the other day about Kawhi and whether he's an attraction. He's such a mundane type of player who does things well. I don't think so. I think it'll be more interesting if Paul George is healthy and what they might be. And there's always been a circle of charisma around Doc Rivers, so I could see that also. I think the Clippers will be very good. I think the Clippers will be very compelling. But I don't think you will see, like you do with some of these other superstar games, jerseys of that player. In other words, like you mentioned, when the Warriors come, we will see a ton of Steph Curry jerseys. When the Lakers come, we'll see LeBron jerseys. We will see Anthony Davis jerseys. I don't think when the Clippers come, you'll see any specific Clipper jersey in the stands or even something called a Clippers fan.
I agree. I don't think there's a ton of juice to the Clippers. You know, I think Kawhi Leonard, while maybe you could argue Kawhi Leonard's the best player in the NBA today, I think there's a big similarity with Tim Duncan. You know, Duncan, you could say, is the best power forward to ever play the game. No one was saying, hey, I gotta fork over my hard-earned money to see Tim Duncan that one time he visits Miami. I think Kawhi Leonard's very similar, where he's a great player, but there's nothing terribly exciting about watching him.
No, I think they'll be a great TV draw because people know they could be the ultimate contender, but I don't think when you have your popular jerseys, look, when a player moves to a new city or changes his jersey number like LeBron was planning to before the league said no, those guys always are at the leaders of jersey sales. I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think anyone has been or will be running out to say, I've got to get me a Kawhi Leonard jersey, especially Zaz, the way he signed his contract. 3-year deal, opt out after 2 years. I don't even know how long he's going to be a Clipper.
How about Zion Williamson? Okay, our fans around the league forking over money. They got to make sure they see, especially Eastern teams, you got to make sure you see the one visit from the Pelicans.
Yeah, I that's the thing. And they've gotten so many nationally televised games when the national television schedule came out. I ran into a Heat fan the other day at the airport who told me not only has he kept his Heat season tickets, but he went on and bought New Orleans season tickets because they were a nonstop flight away just to see more of Zion. So, yeah, I think this is one of the sort of every 5-10 years NBA first-round picks who comes along, who becomes compelling viewing, either to see if there's a crash and burn or something special happens. I put him in that class. I think that game November 16th against the Pelicans at American Airlines Arena, I think that will very much have an event feel when he arrives.
Is there any part of the Heat schedule that you noticed yesterday that you think is, not unfair, but is especially difficult?
Well, the road start. I mean, the fact is that after that first home game against Memphis on the 23rd, you're talking about going out and playing, what is it, 3, 6, 7 of the next 9 games, you know, on the road. I think that the road is going to be the ultimate test for this team. I think the converse part of it is then you come home at the end of the season, 4 of the last 5 at home. We know how they crashed and burned on the road last season, especially that brutal loss in Minnesota, so I think the schedule comes around. But as someone pointed out to me after I wrote everything about how the Heat have to survive on the road and they get a good home finish, they said, look, they finished 19-22 at home last season. They've simply got to be better at home this year, and I think you'll get a read on that early because the home games early are Memphis or Atlanta, Detroit, you have a Cleveland, you have a Charlotte. You have winnable opportunities at home early. Zaz, they have to be better at home. Just like you spoke about last segment, Stephen Ross saying, I don't care about the overall record, but I want us to have a good feeling at home. You remember last year what it was like leaving after home games. That's what the Heat can't repeat this season.
Yeah, not winning at home is a huge bummer.
Yeah.
It's such a bummer not being able to win games at home. Whiteside, okay, Portland, they make one visit. It's the 5th. It's Sunday, January 5th, okay, that
no
Hassan
one's
will be here.
Him, Zaslow.
Well, let's see it. Now let's say that Hassan does not say anything stupid in the days leading up to the game, okay?
So it's and what are the odds of that?
Well, because you know he's going to get questions, okay? But let's just say he doesn't say anything stupid leading up to the game. What's the reaction you think from the Heat fan?
You know, it's interesting. I heard you talking about whether the Heat should do a video for Josh Richardson, and
no.
You were saying that it should only be a championship player. I sort of get that, but everyone loves Josh, you know, Richardson. So I could see them doing something special when he makes his first appearance and the 76ers come in late December. And yet I was thinking about this today, Zaz. If they do a video for Josh Richardson, would they dare do a video for Hassan Whiteside? Because I'll ask you this. You sit there between the two levels of the arena. You've seen the reaction. You certainly have checked the social media. If the Heat run a video for Hassan Whiteside, would people cheer or boo?
I think that right now, again, let's say he doesn't say anything stupid leading up. I think right now Hassan is going to get a smattering of boos. I don't think that's fair, though. I don't think that he should get boos. But I do think this was an extremely polarizing player when he's here.
Yes.
You had people who didn't like him when he was here, okay? And now he's gone. I think he will get a smattering of boos. But also add to it, you can't do a video package for Josh Richardson. You can't do it. It's got to be reserved for guys who are part of a team that won something. Look, the way you appreciate Josh Richardson
Thank
is
you.
You get on your feet, you give him a standing ovation. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and I could see that. And they certainly have put him on the big screen. And certainly during a timeout,
yeah.
you know, say, welcome back. And we, especially if he starts,
yeah.
he might be the last Philly player, you know, welcome back.
Yeah,
let
Biamonte give him
that.
A nice little intro there. Everyone could stand. You can't do a video package. I can't endorse
you know,
it.
You but I also think they're trying to sell Heat culture, Zaz, and here's why. Just like the way they brought in Jimmy Butler, who really bought into the culture, I think they want people to know that even win or lose, they respect their players for the growth within the franchise. Even today, I wrote a story, Anthony Chang from the Herald wrote a story about Josh saying he'll never forget these players as his brothers. See, that's the difference. Josh Richardson at the Big Three spoke after the games the other day and spoke about these guys will always be brothers. He'll watch Tyler Johnson or watch Rodney Magruder. It meant something to him. What has Hassan Whiteside done? Number one, he comes out and he says, we've got shooters. So then when Tyler Hero says, we've got shooters too, after he joined the team, Hassan comes out and goes, we got shooters who can dribble. So I think it'll really matter how much closer they get in social media to when it comes back. I disagree with you on Josh. I just think that he's just such a, you know this, you've interviewed him so much. He's just a good guy. And I think good people deserve a little extra measure of respect. He never spoke against Heat culture. He never spoke again about whether he should be playing more. Think about what happened last season with Josh Richardson. He was the go-to guy the first 2 months of the season, and that basically was ripped away from him once Dwayne Wade found his stride. Josh said nothing. Hassan went down this, you know, down the stretch losing his job, starting job to Bam Adebayo, and let us all know how he felt. So I think in that case, they're two very different situations. So I would have no issue with video tribute to Josh, none for Hassan, and treated more on a case-by-case basis.
You see, Chad Johnson is out there doing the Lord's work.
Yes.
He's having a meeting with Bradley Beal, getting him to come down to Miami, huh?
I mean, that is just crazy. And I wonder if the Heat sit there and snicker in their offices at 601 Biscayne and go, hey, way to go, Ocho Cinco, or whether they say to themselves, this is not going to play well. The Wizards are not going to react well to this. And Zaz, it still comes down to that deadline in late October. Does Bradley Beal take his three-year extension and stay with the Wizards and say, I'm going to sort of stick with John Wall and move forward, or doesn't he? And you know the Heat are monitoring that right now because that will depend on what they do for 2021. If Bradley Beal doesn't take the extension, which he probably shouldn't because he can make so much more as a free agent, even if he risks money in the interim, then I think, like everyone is saying, you've been saying, I think the Heat will be all in on 2021 to the point where, as I wrote on my Sunday column with the Sun Sentinel, if Kelly Olynyk opts out after this season, I think they'll be careful with that also. I think they'll really be gearing toward that. So we'll see what Chad Johnson can have an influence on that or not.
I mean, look, the Wizards will definitely not be happy about it, but what could they do about Bradley Beal going to dinner with his friend?
You know, it's just like we spoke about this whole tampering thing and whether the Sixers spoke to Al Horford and that's why he left the Celtics ahead of time before they were allowed to talk to him. Does an intermediary mean something? If he's a season ticket holder, does it mean something? I think the NBA is sort of in a world of hurt with so many of their players who are open to this kind of courting also. Even Rich Paul saying right now that Anthony Davis is not locked in to a contract with the Lakers. At times, I think it makes it really hard to be a fan of your teams, when your players, when you want the ultimate commitment and love for them, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to keep my options open. I think it's created a can of worms for the NBA. You can't stop it, but you know what? It's not a good look going into Wizards training camp either.
Good job, Ira. We'll talk to you next week.
Catch you next week, guys. Thank you.
All right, there you go. It's Ira Winderman of the Sun Sentinel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.